My name's Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Happy Wednesday, bloggers. I'm so happy to be with you today. We're going to be talking about the manifesto that I shared with you on Monday. So if you missed that episode, go check it out. I give you an overview of the 13 principles in what I'm calling my blogger's manifesto. Don't be scared by the word manifesto. And I've got a printable on it too, so go check that out in the show notes in Monday's episode. I'll put a link to that down below. But today we're going to jump into the first one. Before we do that, I want to tell you that it looks like there's some snow coming, and I'm just so excited. We've had, so for those of you who don't know, I'm in Denver. We've been like up to 70 degrees, and I'm like, hello, I moved here because I love the snow. I mean, it's still snowing in the mountains, obviously, and we've been snowboarding out there, but it looks like the latter part of this week, we're going to be getting a couple of inches. So I'm very excited. It always makes me, I don't know, a little more happy. Should it? Probably not, but it does. So let's talk about the first principle in the manifesto, which is we remember that our mission is to serve. And it's really easy to dismiss this concept because it sounds kind of hokey, like, okay, Leslie, yeah, we should serve people, blah, blah, blah. I got to pay my bills. And I hear you, but I want to talk to you today about how I think a change in mindset can bring about a change in your business. We'll even talk about some ways to put this principle into practice. But before we go there, I want to tell you that I think there's a lot of bloggers that I run into who consistently talk about burnout. And I'm just going to be really honest with you. In all my years of blogging, I've never felt burnout. And, you know, I wasn't sure why. And for a long time, I thought, okay, well, is burnout just happens when you're not making money from the effort that you're putting in? But I've come to change my mind on that. And I think that maybe one of the reasons why people feel burnout is because they haven't aligned their work with their purpose. And I'm not saying that in a judgmental way. I'm not suggesting that they don't have a purpose or that there is not an alignment. What I am suggesting is that maybe, just maybe, maybe not, but maybe there is a cure for burnout by being clear about our work's purpose and what that mission is and how we want to deliver on that, what uniqueness we want to bring in delivering that. So I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Wayne Dyer, love him, but he says, if you want to feel connected to your purpose, know this for certain. Your purpose will only be found in service to others and in being connected to something greater than yourself. Surely he was speaking of the divine energy, and you may or may not believe in that or have your own God or have no God, but the first part of it is absolutely true. Your purpose will only be found in service to others. So am I saying to focus on service to others and meeting your purpose and ignoring the fact that you have a mortgage due, you got to feed your kids and all of that? And I'm certainly not saying that. I am the first person to say we're in this business in order to make money. But I believe that the way we make money is by focusing on the service part. I think if you can change your focus where the main concern that you have when your feet hit the ground in the morning and when your bed hits the pillow at night, at least from a business perspective, is what you will create for yourself. So if your main concern is to take, right, to just make money, then I think things are taken from you. And I believe if your main concern is to put out service or giving, then things will be given to you. And not just money, but I mean, happiness too. I have another quote from you. This is Albert Schweitzer, who's a Nobel laureate. And he says, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." And I love that. So it's not just about overcoming burnout. It's not just about making money, but it's also a little bit of a way to find some happiness. And when I'm talking about serving, I'm not just talking about your audience. I'm absolutely talking about them, but also your brand partners, your colleagues, collaborators, contractors who are working for you. And I want to make sure that I'm emphasizing it's not just lip service. It's not just going, "Okay, Leslie, check, I do that." But it's really doing it consistently, and especially when it's difficult or inconvenient. So let's talk about four ways that I think that we as bloggers can put this principle into practice. The first one is to understand and write for our audience's needs. So it's easy to write content or build products or seek partnerships for all the things that we like and enjoy. I mean, most of us, when we first started blogging, was just, 500 things that I like, about blah, blah, blah. But now that we've made it a mission to serve and to turn this into a business, it's really important to understand our audience's needs and to work to serve those needs. And understanding those needs is another one of the principles that we'll talk about a little bit later. But it is in that understanding that we're able to serve. So this is, going beyond surface level analytics, but to really understand our audience's motivations and challenges and preferences and pain points. Okay, so understanding audience's needs is the first way that we put into practice this idea of serving others. The second way is to publish only content, put out products, post on social, that which provides true value. And so I'm going to tie this back to SEO because that's a way that we, we look for the keyword search, keywords using keyword search that we should write for. And I'm not suggesting that you stop doing that because it's, but looking for words, it's not just about, oh, which word can I write and I'm definitely going to win and I'll put it out there and I'll get more traffic. But there's a need that my audience has. I've got the answer for that. What's the best keyword that I can use to make sure that this, original research is found by the people who are looking for it? So this is a completely different way to look at SEO. And I think that it's really important, a very important distinction. Google claims that this is their, what their Google Gate is about. I challenge that assumption, but it's always been a good idea, always, not to go searching for the keywords that are going to make us the most money, but searching, bringing a solution to the table and using SEO to make sure we can reach the largest number of people who have that pain point. And then the other part of that true value statement, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to go on a limb and say it. It's writing from original research, from your own experience, and not using Chad to craft that article for you. Now, I'm suggesting that you don't use Chad. No, I use Chad all the time. But, you know, for writing content, if your reader could go on Chad and get the answer, then, and that's the answer you're providing them, then it's really not much value, right? You've got to bring something valuable to the table. Okay, I won't belabor that. So the third way to put this principle into practice is by building authentic partnerships. So it's really easy, especially when your page views are down, your ad revenue's down, affiliate revenue's down, to, you know, take any seemingly valid brand partnership that, you know, comes to your desk. And I would challenge you to remain consistent in your desire to serve people, even when it's challenging, even when it's difficult, even when it's inconvenient, even when it means turning down a paycheck, because you want to align with partners who offer products or services that really benefit your audience. And you want to be able to promote those with integrity and transparency and how those products really solve a need that your audience has. So, God, I know it's hard, but don't compromise your integrity when things get hard. That's what I'm saying. And then the final way to put this into practice is to foster a community mindset. And I think most everybody within earshot of me does this, but encouraging interaction and responding to comments and creating spaces for inclusive and diverse conversations around the topics that you write about, and just really letting your audience know that you value their contribution. So whether it's for some of you who might still have comments open on your blog or comments on social media or replies to your newsletter, that's what I tend to get the most of. That's where I think of my community is really with my newsletter. So valuable to make sure that everybody feels heard. I mean, that's how people feel love, quite frankly, is I see you, I hear you. And you don't even have to agree. You just have to make sure, well, first you have to actually see and hear them and then make sure that they feel that. So my call to action for you with regard to this principle is this. You can write it on paper or write it in your mind, but spend time and write a love letter to your audience. Now, no one has to see it. I'm not suggesting you post the love letter or you send it in an email, but that you embody it and that you change your focus to that love letter and to that mission. And every time you think, oh my God, is this good? What am I doing? Read the love letter and make sure that that is your priority. And then I think when you do that, you can wait for some amazing changes in your perspective. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.